The interesting thing about that is that in the middle, between the films, I would not see him. You know, I met him when he was seven. Obviously, we spent a lot of time with him. We shot the film. And then, yeah, I became kind of friendly with him and his mom, who live at that time, they were living in New Jersey here. So you know, we'd see them once a year or something like that. You know, Mio and I would go out to their house for a barbecue or something like that. But, you know, I saw him, and then, but, you know, I didn't see him until he was 16 when I wanted to make Faye Grimm. You know, I took him out for lunch, and, you know, it's kind of, just wanted to see if he really wanted to stay in the movies, because, you know, he went on to have a pretty good career as a child actor. But at 16, you know, he was like, oh, I don't know, maybe I'll become a director or something. I'm not quite sure. But because I knew that if I made Faye Grimm, I would probably make Ned Reifel. I would make a third film in the years to come, which would be based on him. So at 16, I just wanted to get a feel for what his aims were. And at 16, he wasn't quite certain, but I think I was. he didn't know what he was going to do, really. He was happy to be in Faye Grimm, but he didn't know if he would continue with the acting. But I just hanging out with him at this coffee shop for an afternoon, I thought that he was going to grow up to be a good actor because he just had charisma and he knew what he was talking about when we talked about films. I mean, and so that we made Faye Grimm, what, 2006, and then I didn't see him until about 2011. And then I was absolutely certain he was really, he had just dedicated himself to the craft. In a really mature, grown-up way, and he was really becoming a very fine actor.